Gideon, you've been here today at the final day of the Global CSO Movement Conference ahead of the Busan Conference. How would you describe the priorities of the Global Civil Society Movement ahead of the conference?
I think the issue that is being given most significance right now is to ensure that the final agreement from the Busan High Level Forum stresses much more strongly the central importance of promoting a rights-based approach to development and meeting people's basic needs as the central tenet of a development effectiveness agenda, which should be primary, with goals of growth and effective institutions secondary, but also contributory to that agenda.
Okay, and the conference starts tomorrow. Politicians will be arriving on Wednesday. What are your expectations in the UK aid network for political delivery?
I think one of the process up until now has involved a small number of political representatives, sort of balanced across the various stakeholder groups. I think what's interesting is once it gets open to ministers, because there will be more developing country ministers here than developed, potentially there is the opportunity for developing country ministers to come together as a caucus to exert their influence and to try and take certain areas forward more ambitiously. I think a lot of it will depend on how strong that developing country voice is and how effectively they work together to exert their influence over the process.
Okay, and on Friday everybody will go home and the business of implementing the outcome document will begin. Do you see any problems or pitfalls of the implementation process?
Oh yeah, absolutely. One of the sort of areas where there's been most heated discussion is actually how we hold signatories of this agreement accountable for the commitments they make. And actually that decision has been kicked into the long grass, so effectively, because the current final agreement, the draft agreement, says that such decisions will be made in the 6 months following this conference, that a monitoring framework, a governance structure that will oversee how that monitoring happens and an accountability process for delivering on implementation is all to be agreed in the months following Busan. So there's still a lot up for grabs even as we walk away from here. And actually, it's that monitoring and governance framework that will determine how much bite the commitments actually have and how binding they will become.